Yeah, we do have to do, we definitely have to do HelloFresh again.
But we have to start over from the very beginning. Okay, so if you're just,
so this is the very beginning of the podcast, but it's not the beginning of our conversation.
Oh, no, God. We've been, we've been rolling for a bit.
It's been amazing.
For about 35 minutes.
And yes. We're never letting Lauren
so
touch
welcome
the
to We Stay Late.
Holy crap. So we just lost all 30 minutes at the beginning of that podcast.
Which will be posted on YouTube, right?
With bad audio.
With really bad audio, but if you want to hear what we talked about, it'll be on YouTube. Exclusive.
You should like and subscribe.
Just turn it up really high so you can hear.
Okay, how about this? How about we hit the bullet points of what we talked about? First thing, I can do an Australian accent.
Oh, yeah.
You ready? Neva. Great.
Okay, done.
Moving on.
Okay, so accents. On the subject of accents, we looked up... The I just recently purchased the Harry Potter
Scottish edition.
Yes.
And it's amazing. There are things the Scottish translation of Harry Potter. Here it is.
What house did we figure out we were in?
What was
the house we were in now?
Oh, I'm not gonna repeat that.
We should listen to it to find out.
That was an embarrassment. I'm glad.
There are sentences like the Dursleys had all within they wanted, but as well as Hain often they had a secret, and their worst fear was that someone would nib it out.
Someone's going to think the podcast glitched out again.
Yep.
Yeah, it didn't glitch out. We're just starting. We're only a minute in.
Okay, after that, we talked about...
Oh, God, what else did we talk about?
We talked about moving.
You talked about moving. You have to recap your whole thing.
I have to tell you all over again.
Well, we have a special guest, Lauren. I don't think we mentioned that. Oh, we did do this for a long time.
We did clap for a long time.
Lauren is also on the Slack. So you can look, we're all on the Slack. You want to contact us directly?
Also, at some point, if you hit this part of the conversation in the podcast, please just write yes in podcast commentary. That's all we need.
Yes.
Because we all both had that in joke that's gone.
So, Lauren, what's happening with your future? What's going on?
I am moving to New York.
Yeah! Oh,
and
it's exciting for
we
you.
We said this before. There are New York Slackers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Exciting.
So I'm moving back. I used to live in New York. I'm moving back to Delaware for 2 weeks, where my family's from. Woo woo, Delaware. And then I'm going to New York and might have a job in production research. But I don't know. Who knows?
And wow. How long is the trip?
Oh yeah, we talked about that too. It's
I'm gonna hit all these. Points.
Technically, it's only 41 hours.
Only 41 hours.
I could do that in a day.
Great. I feel like I'm listening to one of
this
those,
is like Groundhog Day.
It is.
But here's the thing. The people that are listening to this, they have no idea. I mean, they do now because we told them. But like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Guys, but it's my like God. Those things are like, we'll teach you or we'll read a whole book to you in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what we're
That's
doing.
That's what we're doing, yeah.
So the trip is 41 hours if you go straight through. And then if not, you go like me and you stop and see friends.
Which is good and a good thing.
I think
you're going to Utah, Denver.
Should document it.
Yes, document it.
Document it.
Colorado, yay! Utah, yay! That happened too.
That's right. Because Lauren said she wasn't very good at vlogging.
Right.
But even if you go in every state and you just say,
we're in Kansas.
Yay!
This is great! I'm pumped!
Real quick too again. Speaking about traffic and stuff like that.
Oh, we talked this whole conversation about flow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll be up on YouTube.
We'll get to that, too.
You got to get on that YouTube.
So sometimes we have traffic issues here. Every time I talk about how I watch shows on my drive to work here. And
don't be dangerous, guys.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm stuck on
traffic. If you're stuck in traffic
and
you're not moving.
So we're starting a D&D thing.
Session.
Yes. And Star told me about a Harmon quest. And so I started watching that. For you, all the fans, let you know, and I dig it.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking about D&D more often. So we're adding now we're not just going to talk about Harry Potter or Disney. Now we're going to start talking about D&D as well.
Our own adventures.
Yes.
Our own magical adventures.
Yeah. I know. We need to do a Harry Potter.
I've never played.
I would love to do a Harry Potter D&D.
I've never played.
We could voice you in
from
New York.
You could do a Harry Potter D&D.
Oh my God, guys.
I think I'd be good at DMing a Harry Potter D&D.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Timothy.
I'm a Hufflepuff.
We're the Timothys.
What year are you guys in?
Yeah.
Third.
No, they're only 13 then. That sucks.
No, it's not. We can You're work right. around Actually, that.
Was How like many years are there?
Seven.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
I was like, I'm about to be shocked. But I was but seven makes sense because I was thinking four is high school.
I mean, we could start you guys off as first years and then you guys accidentally bump into each other in Diagon Alley.
I'm Timothy, which is?
Which I just learned Diagon Alley means diagonally.
Yes.
That's fucking
For all the people that have made it to this point on YouTube and then joined us here, I'm so sorry.
But you know what? It's going to be interesting for you to see how we recap.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, and your memory is good.
Yeah.
I don't know. He keeps remembering things, but your memory is not good.
My memory shouldn't be good because we both are talking about ADD.
Yeah, but also, like, sometimes you don't remember, like, conversations. So you're right. ADD, that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about that.
What were you
just got? Say? I was gonna say you got. You found out you got diagnosed with ADD.
I got diagnosed with ADD.
Yeah.
Yay.
That changed your world. Wait, you have the book.
Oh, the whole reason I pulled this book out, it's called Driven to Distraction. And there's another one.
Do you get
called...
distracted from that book? Is that you?
Literally, I will read pages over and over and over again. Last night I was trying to fall asleep, so I'm almost at the end. It's taken me like 4 weeks or something, which is
That's
actually
a month.
It's. Depending on what month you're in.
That's true.
Last night I was falling asleep. It actually doesn't take me that long to read books because I get very invested. And we were talking about this. ADD is like hyper-focus and lack of focus. So if I read a book that I'm like super invested in, I can finish it in like a night. Like I did that with Harry Potter.
Yeah,
almost
oh,
every single Harry Potter book I finish in like 2 days.
Oh, man, those are some good nights.
Yeah, those are some crazy nights.
By the candlelight. You know, the fake Christmas candle lights in the windows. Anyway, so that actually happened. ADD. Oh, last night I was trying to read a page and it's like about group therapy. And I was like,
what?
What is this talking about? And I read it like, no joke, seven times. And then I just
group therapy for?
For ADD. It like talks about like child therapy, parent or adult therapy, one-on-one therapy and group therapy.
Interesting.
So, that's what it's talking about.
Is you just get a bunch of ADD people in the same room and they all just get distracted with each other?
Yeah. Well, you have
I feel like that's how that happens.
But that's exactly how it happens. And you have a moderator and they like try to keep you on track.
How interesting.
Or a coach, I think he calls it. That's brilliant. And then you have so many things and you're like, oh my God, you get me.
Yeah. Because you were listing off things and I was like, yeah, that's exactly.
Exactly.
What I was
and actually the reason I even asked my doctor about it is because my stepsister, so it's not like a biological thing in that sense. My dad and my brother have it, so it is biological. But anyway, the whole point is that she was talking to me about hers and my brother was diagnosed when he was little. And I started taking after she talked about it. She was saying all these things. I was like, Katie, that's like normal. That's like what everyone does. She's like, no, it's not. So I started taking tests on it and making my brother take tests on it to compare. Turns out he no longer has the symptoms of ADD, and I do. So I'm like scoring off the charts, and he's like, nope,
"This is what's interesting is that like growing up in school, everyone that was the excuse everyone used.
Yes,
I have ADD, I can't learn. I have ADD, I can't learn, and I hated that. Like I hated that excuse, and it was like that's." Well, I don't want to be attached to that.
I also and did for, really well in school, so I was like, "Oh, I can't have it." But, like, you guys are just saying all the things, like, that I do. So,
yeah,
shut
I thought
up.
You think
I
it's, like, normal.
What things do you do? Just so people who do those same things
oh,
can
that's
ask
that's a great question.
If
so
they have
a
it.
Big problem for me, and I actually love research. So a big problem for me is that I can be given something that's due in 2 weeks, and I don't – I try really hard. I try to focus, and I'll read articles and stuff, and I'll read whatever I need to read to research or do whatever. And then – it doesn't work, and it takes me, like, 2 weeks to get to the point where I'm like, am I allowed to say the F word?
Yeah. Fuck.
I'm like, fuck, this is due in, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
How am I going to finish it? And then I just finish it in, like, 2 hours. So that's the thing is, like, I have the ability to finish something very, very quickly, and I can't – if I'm given, like, this timeline out, I just – there's – my brain doesn't – I read the same thing over and over and over again, and nothing sticks. So that's the major one for me. Another one is that I have that impulsive problem kind of, but it doesn't manifest as something where I'm, like, doing drugs or, like, skydiving. What is that called?
Skydiving.
Where you jump into the sky. Sky
oh
jumping.
My God, I didn't
that's
even
the opposite of skydiving. It's where you jump up
that's
into the sky.
Trampoline word right there.
Oh my God.
I would be trampoline. Like,
yeah. Or a rocket.
I'm like overheated from laughing at myself.
Like the cannons when people get stuffed into a cannon and then shot into the sky.
So my impulsivity comes like in terms of like I make very drastic decisions very quickly and without thought, which is not good. And then also I have this thing where like I have a really bad memory, and it's not because I can't remember things, because people ask me shit all the time and I'm like, well, this, duh, that's the answer. And they're like, why do you know that? And I'm like, I don't know. It's in my brain somewhere. So I know things. I can remember things. But if you ask me a question, I'll sit there and it's like there's this like opaque
block.
Glass in front of my words. Mm-hmm. And so I can't like find the answer for you, because I feel as if I'm looking, like I'm standing on the outside of this big like aquarium with like this white glass that I know there are things behind. And I can't get to them.
This is, I don't think I've ever talked to anyone about, or I never heard anybody else talking about this.
And that's how you
And
brain
it's
is.
Really interesting to hear another person, because I've read it or I've tried to read it. And I don't. And I stopped reading on the ADD subreddits. But it's really, yeah, that's a kind of, because it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
But the way that you're kind of phrasing it, I'm like, I feel it.
Well, that
like
was my
in my core, what you're saying, yeah.
And that was my problem until I talked to my sister about it. And she was saying, not that one, not the words thing, because I've actually mentioned that to, like, my psychiatrist, my therapist, my doctor. I've been like, what is wrong with me? Like, what, am I stupid? Like, I really thought that, like, I was losing my mind for, like, a good 2 years now. I've been concerned about it. And then finally, after asking my so I have depression and anxiety for anyone. But so I was talking to my psychiatrist about it, and I was like, is this like related to my medicine? Like, what's going on? And then I brought that up, and he was like, oh, that could be why. And people who have other disorders, it often masks ADD, because it's similar. Like when you have ADD, a lot of times the byproduct
it's brain chemistry
and
stuff, and like if you're taking anything for it or not, depending on like it's all your brain trying to just be a brain.
Because you feel like you can't get anything done, and you feel like you're jumping from impulse to impulse, and then you get anxious about not getting anything done, and then you feel depressed because you've been either
like a failure,
you feel like a failure, or you feel like you've been super focusing on one thing and not doing anything else, and so you spend a week doing one work, and you realize, oh, I'm gonna jump on this other thing, and then you realize, oh, I'm wasting my time, and then I have to be in a place of like, no, what are my priorities? This is my structure, and then you have to almost, you have to moderate your thoughts in a way like, that's important, move on, that's important, keep moving forward.
So that's
but you
actually
still have this like
thing that you're fighting.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's also
and it's exhausting.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that's the thing they talk about, how the major help of having the major like medicine, so to speak, of having ADD is knowing that you have it, because then you can implement all of the things. And you probably need medicine if you have ADD to certain degrees or whatever, but some people don't respond to medicine, so they have to use, now we're getting all crazy here, they have to use like systems, so like task lists, like prioritizing, like marking. It's good to use, like,
but even making tasks lists are difficult, because I will jump from different apps to different programs to different styles of doing tasks.
Just me.
I'm like, what app can I use? What can I do here? What? And then I try it for like a couple days.
The search for the app becomes more of like what your brain wants to focus on.
And then when I start using
the
app, I'm like, it's not organized the way I want it to be organized. And then
I get sick of them really quickly. Yeah, and then I'm like, I forgot to use you.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad. It's so bad.
But I'm glad. I'm going to check
you
this.
You should read this.
Check this
I'm
book
curious.
Out,
do paper tasks help you? Like, if it's written on paper?
See, okay. I'm coming to the fact that maybe, yes, that's what I have to do.
I found, like,
because,
at least, like,
because
like,
my fear is that if I write something, I'm not going to keep it with me the whole time, and I'm going to lose it. And I like keeping things on my phone because I like to document and store it.
Yeah.
And log it. But so now I'm coming to terms that I have to. I think I have to write it, and then I have to transfer to digital, which I don't like, because I like to keep things like.
It's just minimal.
Yeah, I like to be minimalistic about it. I like for it to just kind of flow in, flow out, and it's done. But no, it's an actual process that I have to kind of do. But that's just how I am, and I think
Well, if it works for you, it works. That's the
thing.
You have
that's
to,
mostly
like,
the thing
out.
Is really getting to know how you work. Mm-hmm. Like, it's if you don't know how your mind
so
and body
you,
works.
So you have to write it on a piece of – so, like, you're finding that you're better if you write it
recently,
down.
Recently. Like, this is – like, almost this morning I was thinking about it too.
Oh,
I was
wow.
like, I need it – and this is the thing. I always have this thought of, like, I need to be carrying a notebook. But then I have this fear – I have a fear, though.
Mine's in the other room.
I have this fear that someone...
listeners at home, she's pulling out her notebook. Lauren's pulling out her notebook.
I have this fear that someone is going to grab my notebook and start reading it, and I don't like that.
Aww. I'm the same way.
And so that's why I kind of don't do it.
Here's the thing. As an adult, no one reads your notebook.
I know. Maybe that's just a fear I have as a kid. Grown-ups
don't give a shit. They will not go through your books.
Oh, see, I give a shit. I like want to read people's thoughts.
Yeah, but
have you actually done it? Like, if you just saw somebody's notebook, are you actually going to go through it?
I mean, people don't leave notebooks around.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's weird. And then you start
like, you pass by somebody's desk and their notebook's on, you're not going to go on their desk and get it.
So yeah, I have to I think what I'm basically have to do is write everything that I want to do, because I always want to do everything. Like
first off,
on a second point, it's like all artists want to do everything. And we live in a generation where everyone wants to do everything.
Well, there's
also
a higher percentage of people, a high percent of people with ADD are creative. Like creativity is part of that makes sense. So you're saying that, but the creative people have ADD, and ADD is causing them, or is helping their creative. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that's
I'm happy about this book, because sometimes you get lost in thinking like you just see the bad side of it.
Yes.
And so you get, like you said, depressed and anxious and like just tired and exhausted. Yeah. And it's like, well, what's, you know?
Been me recently.
But then,
it's
like,
it's very helpful.
How can I hack into that hyper focus and like stay to my priorities?
And that's another thing is there's another book that one's Driven to Distraction. The other one is Delivered from Distraction, something like that. It's the same guys. It's like a follow-up book.
Why do they have to do a follow-up book?
It's about like solving the problem. So this is explaining.
That makes me frustrated. Okay.
Well, this is about how you notice ADD and simple, quick, this is how you probably for example, telling me about how I need to use my structure. And the thing is, I'm obsessed with organization. I just can't do it well.
Being organized is so nice.
Yeah, but I'm not organized.
I know. And me either. That's the thing.
But that's tough because I'm organized with some things.
Assigns me tasks, I'm so much more on board. This is why Spencer's writing this comic, because it's like, here are the things. Here are the pages. Here's everything laid out. And then all of a sudden I go, oh, okay, here's the structure. And then from there I could go, okay, now make thumbnails. Okay, from thumbnails now do line art. So
here's the dates that
here's when this needs to be due. You have deadlines, and mind you, I've gotten into that habit where I'm finishing comics the night before.
Yep.
It's very bad, but they're getting done.
Yep.
Because there's a task.
That's the thing, it's procrastination. Wait, but I also want to point out that if anyone knows Spencer well, I think you are like the version of creative people who have ADD and are taking medicine for it, if that makes sense.
Mm, interesting.
Like, you are really creative and you can channel it and you are organized.
I'm organized to an extent. Like, my desk at home is a fucking disaster.
Oh, that's another thing. I pile. That's a thing.
I pile
so,
too.
But
ADD,
I know
now you're
where
making me think I'm like, do I have
I
to tend go to, like,
I tend
ask?
To know where my stuff is for the most part.
Yeah.
But I just have
you remember where your stuff is.
Yeah.
Forget where everything is. Like, shit.
Like your keys.
My keys. I go down.
That happens to me though.
I go down and I'm like, oh, I forgot my lunch. Or oh, and then I come here and then I forget something and then you get in trouble for it. You know?
Yeah.
It's like it becomes like.
And then you have to pay money to get lunch and that's actually.
See,
that
I found
so
that I just put sticky notes on everything.
Yeah, that's. I end up putting my keys in the fridge.
I've done that.
I've done that the night before.
Where I'm like, I'm not forgetting this tomorrow, and I'll put my keys it on top of the.
You pick it up; it's all cold.
Guys, but there are batteries in your keys, aren't you not supposed
but,
to?
But the cold is good for batteries.
Oh,
it preserves it more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing is that a lot of people with ADD, if you were to ask them at any given point where their keys are, they won't know. That was accurate.
I
read that in the book, and I was like, where are my keys?
Yeah.
And then I literally had lost my keys that day. It was great.
Lauren, you're making me think do I have to go find out? Because everything you're describing, I also do. And the way you're saying you talk to your sister, that's everybody. I'm like, yeah, that's your show. I was like, yeah, that's everybody. And they're like, wait, it's not everybody?
Well,
but that's
also, you have to, it's not about whether, because everyone experiences these things to a certain degree. It's at what degree you experience them.
Okay.
So
that's
like
what makes
every
it difficult to explain
time,
it to people.
Yeah. Like every single time I go home the next morning, I can't find my keys.
Okay.
And every single time I try to read a book, I can't get past a page without having to read it again.
Okay.
And every single, it's like a very, and it, like if we
it's
talk.
It's to an extreme.
Yeah. And if we talk and I like can't think of words, that's why I always go like, yeah. Like I make stupid, weird faces and stuff because I can't think of what I was just thinking about. You know what I mean? Mm. So it's like the degree to which you experience those things.
Okay.
And we were talking
about like, all the tasks about like, I was like getting organized and I'm like, I need to do all these things.
Well, I think that everybody kind of suffers from that in a sense. Yes. If you're creative,
and it's a byproduct,
you tend
of our
to
culture.
Do that.
Like,
yeah,
one
yeah,
of
yeah.
You, someone was just saying that. So yeah, creativity.
Like you tend to be a little more, but there is a point where I think there's a threshold, right?
Where it and becomes like, debilitating.
Right. Yeah,
like
it becomes
I need
sort
to
of a
address
disability
this.
In a way.
Because it's like then you reach that place of depression, and anxiety.
Yes.
And you don't know where that's coming from, and then it's like, oh, it's probably stemming.
Right.
And I, yeah.
Like in all reality, I am, and this is not to be tooting my own horn or whatever, but like I am an intelligent person.
Yeah.
I got incredibly good grades. I succeeded very well in all of my education. So I know that I'm not an idiot, but I feel like a total failure because I know what I could have done. And I saw myself being like, oh, I didn't get that done. I didn't do that. I didn't. And I just happened to be creative enough to get through my schooling really easily because mm-hmm. I can do design and I can finish a test and never know what the fuck I took the test on. Like, that sounds so silly, but it's like I memorize it for an hour.
Yeah.
And then my brain can't hold it. You know what I mean? So it's like there are all these things. I was like, well, no, of course you don't have a problem with attention because you succeeded. And it's like, no, actually, in all reality, I procrastinated until the last week of every project.
You succeeded despite the attention
right.
thing, not because of like.
And a lot of people who are diagnosed with adult ADD, that's exactly what happens. They're like, well, I figured out how to get through school. I figured out how to do well in this or that or whatever.
Because you're in a structure.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't realize that you.
Exactly. Yeah. So you've like figured out how to control. We're getting so serious and
it's okay.
I prefer to be funny.
Yeah.
But, like,
no, it's good.
But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's like this sense. Oh,
you're so afraid of like hurting the computer.
I just
again.
Like pulled it again. But I'm just gonna slowly back away from it. But yeah, so there's like people don't necessarily know that they have these limitations because they've been able to take care of them to a certain degree through their whole life. And then they get out of college and they get into jobs and like certain parts of your job you can really succeed at and you learn what you're okay to handle and stuff like that. So like the creative stuff I can handle no problem. It's like the research stuff that I'm really good at, but I
it just takes you a little time.
Yeah, which it shouldn't because I shouldn't have to read something 5 times. You know what I mean? Mm. I don't know. It's a bunch of things anyway.
What's happening over there?
There's a lot of things. Man, I wish. I'm hungry.
we would be dumb right now.
Yeah, we would have been done,
but
we can't.
Guys,
but
I'm so sorry.
I gotta go
it's
home.
Not your fault.
I gotta go home and like,
okay, no, it's
make
my fault.
Some food.
So
and I don't want to do it. I gotta go to the grocery store.
But I mean, like, speaking of food, don't you wish... Is it time?
It's not time yet.
Oh, man.
So it would have been a great transition. We were in the middle of doing the HelloFresh ad, and I offered for Lauren to read a part, and I scooted my computer over, and then something happened, and it was nobody's fault.
It's my fault.
It was nobody's fault.
It's generally not your fault.
I scooted the computer over so that she could help with to read one of the pieces, and then...
Fuck you, GarageBand.
And then GarageBand... freaked
not
out
an ad for garage.
And no. just crashed.
I will
on
say
us.
This, and I don't think this has been said enough in circles in and out. Adobe autosave
yes!
on Premiere is
yes!
the best thing.
Autosave on Photoshop is the shit. Oh my god, you guys!
God bless you, Adobe, because you are a fucking saint.
Yep.
I take that thing for granted.
Yes,
but
yeah.
So many times it crashes. It is amazing. It brings up the project just as how I left it.
I just say
a
as
minute
file
ago.
As recovered.
Yeah.
The the little dash recovered. You're like, oh, thank you.
Every time it does that to me, I name all of my things with like the date and then A, B, C, whatever.
Yeah.
So I have so many of them because it'll crash because I have a shitty computer. It'll crash and then I'll like rename it immediately, be like, okay, B. So sometimes I get to like P and it's like,
oh,
Lauren.
That's a lot of files.
Yeah. That's a lot of crashes.
Well, because I'll have like a ton of stuff up and I don't have it. Yeah. I have a very old.
For me, like I've gotten so used to like, I mean, I used to have an old Mac where like every like few minutes or not a few minutes, like maybe every 15 minutes or so.
Go.
As I'm, what? Are you okay?
Are we allowed to talk about politics really quickly?
Oh, yeah.
If you right. want to.
Doug Jones won in Alabama.
He yeah. did? He won? Like straight up?
Yes.
Are we sure?
Are we sure?
I mean, New York Times.
Oh, okay.
They know their shit.
Really?
Hold on. I know that's what I'm saying.
I'm actually surprised.
That gives me a little bit of hope.
Okay, I mean, you're allowed to believe whatever you believe, but...
But Roy Moore is a child molester, so yeah. I can't be on board with any child. I don't care what kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't be on board with
oh
child
Oh, my
molester.
God. He
I'm
won
sorry.
By, like, okay, so 91% reporting, so they can officially say it, but he won 49%, 49.5% to 48.9%.
Jesus.
That is 0.6% different. That's insane.
So I wouldn't call that official yet because I would be nervous that they're going to do like a read.
Because of it's 91% reporting. So even if like the
it's just numbers wise,
the 9%.
Okay.
So if you can vote, vote,
vote.
Voting is important.
Can we tell?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That gives me a little bit of hope for humanity.
Me too. I'm really happy about that.
What were we talking about?
See, that's the problem.
I was saying something. I was talking about.
Do I have to rewind the podcast?
No, we're going to remember.
Are we though?
We were talking about that thing.
We were talking about recovering files. That's what we were
talking
about. Yes.
If only we had a recovery file.
Yeah, I was actually.
For our
brains. Like when you said that the program crashed, I honestly wasn't.
Worried?
Because my instinct was like, well, clearly there will be a recovery file.
No.
And then when you said it's gone, I was like, what? Oh, I also remember our old version of Photoshop on my Mac. Photoshop would crash every 15 minutes just because it was old Mac.
Old.
So yeah. I got so used to like literally every
everything
other
you do
move.
Saving.
Control save, command save.
So
yeah. Me too.
To the point where like now when it does the recovery, I'm like, oh, thanks, Photoshop. I didn't need it. I've trained myself.
Yeah.
But it's happened with like Final Cut autosaves too,
yeah.
where it's just like, oh god, it crashed. I'm like, I hope it's there. I didn't press save, and then it's
so
there.
That's actually because you guys don't use it, but CAD is like that. CAD crashes all the time, so you have to put on autosave. But the problem is when you put on autosave for CAD, it saves an entire separate file. So if you try, like you have a 30,000 square foot building. That's huge.
That's
in
a big
case
building.
Anyone's wondering. That's a very large amount of
is
space
it an apartment
to design.
Building or
yeah,
a
it's
house?
Like multiple
okay, I was
stories.
Gonna say I'm like that's a this building.
Commercial. So like at corporate offices, if you're
okay.
designing corporate offices in a space. You have to when it auto saves, it saves that massive file over and over and over again.
Oh, so
like
it takes up a ton of space.
Every minute, yes. So you have files of the exact same thing. Like it's ridiculous. So you have to go through at the end of your day
and
like
and
delete
all
of the extra
you just
files.
You see
ridiculous.
Your computer going slower and slower
it's
as like
awful.
It's eating up.
It's awful. And I'm sure they've like fixed it up
I
a little
hope,
bit.
I hope they like at least tell you like auto save only two.
Yeah.
Instead of all
right.
of them.
Because I autosave on Premiere about every 3 minutes.
Yeah, I do too.
Like
or
I have
to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have to. Because you do so many cuts in just
in 3
yeah.
minutes,
yeah.
yeah.
But then it's the same file?
No.
Oh.
Well,
it saves
every
like
3 minutes.
Five
every
versions.
3 minutes overwrites.
You can decide how many versions you want. So you can have like 20, 10, 5. But like
okay.
I have it every 3 minutes. But in those 3 minutes, I'm making changes.
Yeah. Like
a like,
lot. A
lot.
Yeah.
yeah. Because I'm going at...
Mm-hmm.
And then you're trying to
like,
remember what you changed and what you didn't, and so it's just better to save it
yeah.
quickly.
I mean, I can make like 10 cuts in less than a minute.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know these things.
I'm the fastest editor in the West.
Wait, speaking of CAD, I just got a 3D printer.
I'm so sorry to make such a loud noise. That's so exciting.
It's a big old one, too.
What did you make so far?
So I've been making, I made a little dragon that's on my desk.
Oh my god!
He's
wait,
awesome.
Here?
Yeah.
So I can see
yeah,
him
I'll
after
show him
this.
At the end. But it's actually like really, it's actually a pretty nice one. I got a really good deal on it, and I used money from relatives to be able to like, I pooled the money so I could buy it because I've wanted one for forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like for, like you guys know, I've talked about it for forever. So I finally got one, and it's probably like this size. Like
that's
the
great.
Size of, you guys can't see it here. There's like a, what is that called? A, just like a...
Like a...
A plastic container.
Yeah,
like a storage bin.
Like a storage bin. It's like the size of a standard storage bin. It's pretty big.
A plastic container. It could be any size.
Tupperware. No, and it, so it's pretty big, so it can do pretty big prints.
Oh, my God.
And
I'm
so... And so I'm just starting to learn CAD.
Will you make me something and send it to me? I'll pay for all the plastic.
Well, I mean, all you have to do is make something in CAD and export it as an STL, and then I can print it.
You can make it in CAD.
You can make it in CAD.
I'm like,
so you could
thrilled.
Like print your, if you designed a building, like we could print it.
Oh my God.
Wait, wait, I would have to make that in Revit because Revit is a 3D program. Or could I make like a floor plan and then you'd,
well, you use Tinkercad, don't you?
Yeah, you use Tinkercad. So you're using CAD and just doing 2D?
Yeah, because I don't like 3D CAD. It's really weird.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you have to convert it to 3D.
I would use Revit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could do that and then you could take that file and then export it.
Oh
and
my
make
God! I'm
actual...
building a building via you.
What's super cool is that. So I was saying we're doing D&D.
Oh wow! That.
Yeah. And we're gonna be able to. Well, I think I don't know how the workflow is, but I guess Star, we're gonna draw it and then we're gonna build it.
Yeah. So
yeah,
like,
I mean,
we have to figure out how
that,
we're gonna
I
make
how to
it.
Build
but
it,
I can
but...
basically make our characters.
I was gonna say I'm like
3D print our characters.
I don't
me
know.
Me going, I'm like, we could just get sculpting and just kind of like.
Yeah, but that's no fun.
Hands.
That's no fun.
Wait.
I want to 3D print it.
Will you print me?
Well, you'd have to 3D scan yourself.
Wait, how are you going to 3D scan?
Well,
oh,
we're gonna print our character.
Like, well, because I'm a gnome, so I'm tiny.
Oh.
So we're going to print him to scale.
Right.
And then I'm a dragonborn, so I'm a big old dragon, which is part of why I printed
the
dragon.
Oh, my God. What do I get to be?
I mean, you get to pick whatever you want. If you're
what are you?
I'm a very, very, very femme dwarf. With a long flowing beard and long flowing hair,
oh,
and she's
lovely.
Very dainty, but in a dwarf way.
She's very particular about her mud.
So what would I be?
You'd be whatever you want.
No, tell me what I would be.
We can't pick it for you. That's the point of D&D. You pick yourself.
Make it yourself. Would you want to be an elf? Do you want to be a gnome?
You could be human.
Do you
want to
be a dwarf? Do
you
want to be a human? Do you want to be
a regular person?
A half orc?
I don't know what that means.
You could be a tiefling.
A tiefling. That's like
know.
A little demon.
I want to be that just because it's called a tiefling.
You could be a tiefling bard.
Maybe.
A tiefling bard.
Oh my
You're
wait,
a
like, that would
be
really
that
hard
would be
to play.
Awesome.
Like Shakespeare?
Yeah, because yeah.
That would be so hard because here's the thing. Like, no one, like, in the world in general, like, tieflings aren't like. Like, people don't tend to trust tieflings.
Right.
Because they're, like, little demons.
But if you're a bard.
But if you're a bard. So, like,
you
it's, like, you're going
them.
Into, like,
yes.
a place
and
you're, like,
singing,
I am a tiefling that will sing for you. And everyone's going to be, like, I don't know about
I
this.
I
want to
play a tiefling bard. That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm definitely
you probably
not going to be
switch
that
your character.
No, I don't want to do it for this one.
You could.
What? You have to sing?
Just.
Well, I can't sing.
Oh. No, well, in the your character will sing. You don't have
so
to sing.
So I can live out my dreams through
yes.
D&D.
Yes, that's what people do.
That's exactly
what they do.
I'm going to be a dragon. What do you think I'm doing with my life?
I'm staying small.
He's okay. being a gnome.
But
here's the thing: is we can
small beginnings.
We've already
small
talked about this.
Big ends.
We talked about this, but I get to pick it. I can pick him up and just throw him.
And then I'm gonna be like,
run!
I'm gonna have my two battle axes thrown in the air,
I love
80
that
miles
just
an hour.
Like, I don't understand.
Just
like
bite
how do you...
his finger or something.
No, but we're friends.
No, we're friends.
Oh,
we're fighting together.
So he's gonna.
Oh,
I'll pick
so
him up
you
can like use him as a
him.
Weapon.
Yeah,
because I'm literally 2 feet and 3 inches.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
And I'm 7'4".
So he can grab me and throw me.
Oh my God, this is brilliant.
I'm 4.5 feet.
4.5 feet.
I'm like a medium.
So maybe you could have like a whole like a.
We could do the Verizon bars.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe. My character's particular.
She's kind of, yeah, she's kind
I'm
of
I'm a little frou-frou. But I'm a dwarf, so it's kind of weird that I'm frou-frou.
Yeah.
Are they not frou-frou?
No, like think of dwarf. You watch Lord of the Rings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
That didn't sound very confident.
Okay,
he's an elf.
Okay,
he's
you know
elf.
How Hag- you know how Hagrid is?
Yeah.
Think if Hagrid was small.
Oh, that's not very dainty.
No,
but
that vibe and personality and that whole character, that's very dwarf-like, like in the fantasy world.
So she's turn.
So I'm that, but you know, okay.
Like seven dwarves.
Don't listen. Don't listen to that. Remember Madame Pomfrey?
Oh, yes.
Imagine that, but short.
Oh.
That's who I'm playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you're good.
You're good.
You can come back.
come back to the world.
Not Madame Pomfrey. I'm sorry. It's the other.
No, I know.
You know who I'm talking about. Yes. So I didn't even say the right character, so it's okay.
Don't worry about it.
Who's there?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
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 Hello. Hello Fresh. We got a sponsor today. They're Hello Fresh, and this is our second time reading through the Hello Fresh.
Hello I'm not Fresh. Reading any of it this time.
We already tried to do this once. We're going to try and do it again. HelloFresh knows that its customers are busy and loves that they wear their busyness as a badge of honor. You ever wear a badge of honor?
Never, but I will now.
While the holiday season can creep toward chaos, there's a festive hustle and bustle you should take time to enjoy. In that spirit, HelloFresh says, go ahead, embrace the hustle and bustle. They'll be there to calm the chaos in the meantime. Which is true, because HelloFresh does the shopping, planning, and delivery, so all you have to do is hustle, bustle, and enjoy.
That's fantastic. Ooh, I have my own personal assistant.
It'll be great for New York.
Yeah, includes recipe cards.
Hustle and bustle.
6 easy steps to calm the holiday chaos. There's fewer trips to the grocery store, which is awesome, because I do not like going to the grocery store. And less time in the kitchen means more time for family and festivities. Do you guys like going to the grocery store?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. Okay.
I know so that's not the
I
point.
Don't.
I know that's not the point of the ad, but I was like, I answered just real honestly. I'm like, I love going to the grocery store.
I don't at all.
Since we're redoing this, guys.
Yeah.
I love the grocery store, but I never go, so I started getting HelloFresh.
But wait. How did you start getting HelloFresh?
Okay, so what happens, my mother got it. I don't know if you guys remember that from one of the previous podcasts, but my mother got it, and she was obsessed with it. And you can give free food, like free boxes for the first week, if you buy HelloFresh. So she buys it every week, or she like subscribes and gets it every week. So she gave me a free box, and then I became obsessed after the first box. And now I still get it every single week.
And I didn't make this clear. You didn't know we were about to do a HelloFresh.
No, I didn't.
You genuinely get HelloFresh.
I genuinely get HelloFresh, and I love it.
You could be as excited as Lauren if you use our code. Great.
You ought to be happy and excited like Lauren.
Get HelloFresh.
Get HelloFresh.
Choose your, really?
Choose your delivery day to keep up with your busy holiday time schedule, and HelloFresh can help you stay afloat during the busy holiday season. They have things like meatloaf a la mom with roasted vegetables
what it's called.
And thyme gravy.
About that, yeah.
And your favorite, Luis, figgy pork.
Oh, figgy pork?
With green beans and rosemary potatoes.
I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, they got figgy pork.
So that means you're getting that soon, huh?
Yeah.
No, because you get to pick.
Oh, you got to go online and pick.
Maybe I didn't pick that one, but I skipped the next 3 weeks because
because you're
going to
be gone.
For the
well, that's
holidays.
The thing. You can choose your delivery day for when it works best for your busy schedule.
Look at that.
You can pause your account for weeks at a time when you're out of town, which is what
wonderful.
You did. All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipe, and they're delivered right to your door in recyclable, insulated packaging. I love that they just come with like little bottles of mayo and like little bottles of like
that.
Barbecue sauce.
Me too.
HelloFresh offers a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. You have 3 plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family. The classic has a variety of meat, fish, and seasonal produce. The veggie is vegetarian with plant-based proteins, grains, and seasonal produce. And the family is quick and easy meals with all the our favorite yum-worthy flavor.
That's the only way I want it. I want my food to be yum-worthy. That's it.
That's all I ask.
I got a high standard of yum.
And a lot of it.
A lot.
Family
I'm
style.
American, and I want a lot.
You can feel confident when cooking HelloFresh with the simple recipes outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards, which are the best because...
They're really great.
Yeah, they're really great. I have the turkey burger one.
And
still
I
up.
Have the luau burger, pork burger.
So good.
Hanging out. They're really beautiful. This sounds ridiculous, but they are absolutely
They're basically giving away a free cookbook
recipe
because you can collect it.
Yeah, it's like food porn.
You could have like a little.
Have you ever seen them?
You have a little binder and like keep all
you
your
slip
stuff
them
and
in.
Have them
I know.
Binder.
I still make it.
You want to
no,
impress?
I actually have that.
You can impress it. You can impress a date. You go on a first date.
Oh no, you eat in.
You eat in.
Date.
Don't go out.
Oh, well,
eat
not
in.
For a first date. It doesn't need to be like date 3.
Oh, date 3.
Do it. Do it for all the dates.
I was like, first date shouldn't be eating at the house.
Maybe
right,
if you're if you know them already.
Well, if you already know them.
Well, HelloFresh, you can cook confidently.
You can.
Yeah, you can.
You can try things you never
thinking,
think
like,
to cook on your
first
own.
First date
and
with a stranger, I'm like, I'm not going to your house.
That's true. I don't want that.
But if I know you, then
third date HelloFresh because
you can enjoy eating outside of your comfort zone. Woo! You look forward to your HelloFresh box delivery as the highlight of your week, knowing dinner just got that much easier, which is true.
It really is
so much easier. So for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code WSL30, that's WSL30, to get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh.
I mean, that makes sense. $30 off?
$30
using
off.
The coupon code WSL30?
They told us to say 30 because people were getting confused that it was the word 30.
WSL numerical three, numerical zero. W as in watermelon, so S like in snake, L like in lion, numerical three, numerical zero. Three.
But yeah. Please do not write the word numerical.
Oh,
we
no.
Can't win.
We can't win either way.
I have a question for the poor HelloFresh intern who listens to our podcast.
Okay, HelloFresh intern. First of all, hello, we love you.
We love
yes,
you, HelloFresh intern.
I have.
Oh my God! Please tweet at us. Please we stayed late.
Oh my God, that would be
tweet
great.
Tweet at us. We want to know who you are because we love you and we want to talk.
We
with
literally
you.
Will kick to your Twitter account.
We
if
will.
You tweet at us.
Yes.
HelloFresh intern.
I know you probably can't control anything, but I just have.
Oh, you might not be an intern, by the way. You might be an actual person.
You might be an actual person. I'm
there.
Sorry. It has
interns are actual people. Okay, so start.
Whoever just, you are there.
I have a suggestion I would love for HelloFresh
yeah.
to embrace.
Yeah.
Crockpot meals.
Yeah.
You can do
awesome. Wait, and they have, I'm sorry, this isn't on the ad, but now they have lunch to dinner ones or
ooh.
Dinner to lunch. So you can have a dinner and then a lunch for the next day.
Actually, that's brilliant. And I appreciate that.
It's amazing.
That is amazing. I want that.
Now that you told me that, I probably will be signing up for that. Yeah, but however, just saying,
yeah,
HelloFresh
awesome.
Employee who has to listen to our podcast to make sure that we're doing it right. Just like Crock-Pot. Like, even if it's, like, I don't like whatever system you do, if it's just crockpot meals, cool. If it's, like, part of the meal plan, which is, like, here's
yeah.
a couple things you want to cook during the week, but once a week you want that slow cooker situation, that would be great for me.
I love me some crockpot meals.
Crockpot meals are the shit. I just...
They just sit in the crockpot for, like, 10 hours.
Yeah. Like,
you come home
just,
and you smell that mm-mm, yum goodness.
Set up the HelloFresh in the morning. Good. And then you go to work, and then you come back, and it's even like it's like a
it's that
faster,
yum-worthy smell.
Yeah, that would be great. I would appreciate it. Thank you so much. I would yeah.
And the
we love you.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you.
We love you. Tweet at us. We miss you. Anyway, let's read some questions.
Goodbye, everybody. I'm fresh. I'm leaving now.
Hello. Goodbye. Aloha, fresh.
Aloha,
aloha,
fresh. Aloha, fresh.
Because they're both here,
and
they're
goodbye.
Both saying hello
and
goodbye.
It's yeah. beautiful.
It's kind of like life.
Ciao. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao.
Okay.
Okay, so do you guys have thoughts on Bitcoin?
Yes.
Yes.
That's one of the questions from Matthew Morey. And I have some thoughts on Bitcoin, but I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I've invested
on
Bitcoin.
In Bitcoin.
It's
I
made
know.
Me money because I forgot I invested in Bitcoin.
People
and then I went back
time.
To it and
that's
I was like, oh,
amazing.
I have more
that's
money.
A way to do
okay.
It.
But not enough to like do anything because I invested what I could afford, which was only
yeah.
like $10 like years ago. And so I came back to it and was like, oh, I have like
$100.
$100, which is nice. That's a great return.
That's like tenfold.
It's again not anything to like do anything with.
But now if you
but
had
now,
invested $1,000.
Yeah, but I didn't have that. And that's the key to with Bitcoin. Don't invest anything you can't lose.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense. No matter how much I do it and I have Bitcoin, I mined. I figured out how to mine the other day.
Yeah,
what
I
is that? I don't know, but I'm
yeah.
doing it.
What do you mean? Are you like going online like click, 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 click,
no,
click, click,
No, I let my computer.
Sweeping.
I open up
yeah.
a website.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
I open up it. A website, and then it says, here's your account. And they're like, let us use your CPU to mine for Bitcoin, and we'll give you some. And I do that. And you get a fraction of a fraction of a fraction.
Right. It's like investing.
So you're just letting your computer do the work of mining for
it's
Bitcoin.
It's really hard to get anything of substance now because it's so rare. But like you can get a couple. Pennies.
But I do it for Dogecoin because that's how Dogecoin is fun.
Okay. First, I have a question, but I want you guys to say your say first because.
Okay. I have an
yeah.
opinion on this. So I think of Bitcoin as not real. And that freaks me out because we're in the world where, like, if your car breaks down, it's not the car breaking down, it's like a computer. So Bitcoin to me is like the new version of a card. Does
okay.
that make sense? Like it's kind, it's invisible.
Very quick side note, and
so
then we get
mine.
Back to Bitcoin.
I know it's creepy.
My car lost its battery, so it like drained everything, and because of that, it fucked up the whole computer. So it was giving me warnings that things actually weren't like, oh, this is wrong and this is wrong, but it actually wasn't wrong.
Oh yeah, I've had
that
happen before.
Because it shorted
me,
it out. It shorted it out, and so everything was ruined. Now it's fine. I don't know why. But if this is becoming more of an issue, it's like I kind of want a car that doesn't have a CPU.
I know I miss
because it's
I
like
miss,
it,
yeah.
I can't depend on it if like the battery goes out. Anyway,
sure.
Back to Bitcoin.
So,
yeah. You what are your yeah?
Yeah. So I threw some money at it. You know, a while ago, a couple months ago, I think when I started to see it rising, and And now it shot up to like 17. I think it's at 17, over 17,000 right now.
Now, so has this helped you understand the actual stock business through Bitcoin or not?
Sort of. But so I invested like $150 in it in September. And I think it was at like high 3,000s. And I put $150 in. And now it's at 17. And I have like over $500.
Yeah, so
from
like
$150 investment.
Yeah, like last week, I
so
had
it's
like,
pretty
okay.
crazy.
Last week I had $200 in my account, and now I have $380.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Time out.
Yeah.
Okay. Say hello. I'm
but
new.
That's gonna disappear. I fully expect that to
no,
go
it's
away.
No, it just keeps
and
rising.
And my total investment over time has been like $50.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing: is it rises because of demand, and once it reaches, like that's the thing about Bitcoin. It's like most stocks, where it's like it totally depends on who's buying it and who's. It's like fucking wild. It's crazy to me. Then again, yeah. I don't get stocks, and I do have a stockbroker for a brother, and I still don't get any of it. It's really fucking confusing.
So, like, say hello. I'm new.
Yeah.
I know nothing about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
What do I, like, say I want to buy Bitcoin coins. What do I do?
I go to
Bitcoin.com?
Coinbase is it.
Well, that's a first problem. You got to change your name to Bitcoin.com. Why are you changing to Coinbase?
Well, because Coinbase is the wallet that you hold Bitcoin and Litecoin and Ethereum, the three cryptocurrencies on.
So that's an app you have. That's
yes.
Coinbase?
It's an app.
And it allows you to...
You cook it up to your bank account.
You have $17,000?
No, I wish. Oh, my God. Wait, that's how much one Bitcoin is valued right now.
One Bitcoin's worth 17?
One whole Bitcoin. You buy Bitcoin in, like, fractions. In
so
fractions
I
of fractions.
Own... Yeah, so if, like, we look at the accounts, so, I own 0.0... No, I own 0.028...
So how much is a dollar?
Bitcoin.
It's like fractions
like
of a fraction.
Tiny, tiny, tiny. Wait,
so right now I own 0.0165 worth of Bitcoin.
Oh, so like.
Like 100 coins make a dollar? Bitcoin, bit dollar?
So bit dollar doesn't exist. It's just called Bitcoin.
Okay.
And then there's smaller fractions.
So I go to cash, what was it again?
Coinbase.
Coinbase.com.
We'll show you.
No, Coinbase is the app.
We'll show you afterwards.
And then,
for the listeners at home, if I go to Coinbase.com and then I say,
I'd
like to buy this. Oh,
it's an app.
Can I do
it? Well, you can do it on a website.
I think you can too.
I do it on the. So I had it on the website before. I didn't actually realize it was an app until you showed me.
Does it connect to like through a PayPal or through my Chase or my Bank of America?
To your bank
account.
Because so they verify your. It's
it verifies
like a bank.
That. Yeah, it's like a bank, and you go, I want to buy this much Bitcoin today, and you could set up reoccurring. Like right now, I have reoccurring. I make it so small that I won't notice. So every week I buy $3 worth of Bitcoin, whatever that fraction is, and every week since it's been going up, that is less. But I'm like, I could lose $3 a week. I won't notice that $3 a week. So every week, automatically, just a little $3. So my total investment in Bitcoin has been around $50 since that first $10 investment in 2014.
Yeah.
Which when I looked back on it, I was like, oh, there's money there now. I forgot I had this account. To me going, oh, I'll just do $3 a week. And there's other like different types of coins. But just Bitcoin is like, oh, $3 a week. It automatically invests. And then I forget about it until somebody reports in the news, Bitcoin's at this level. And then I go, oh, let me go check on this.
Mm. I feel like it's they're like two tiers. One, it's like the real grassroots people who got it in early. And now we're
reaching people are millionaires.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're reaching the second tier of like it's becoming a trendy internet thing.
Yeah.
And then there's a third tier.
There's different coins, too. Like there's always new coins. It's like,
right.
So new system. So there's Litecoin.
So everyone's trying to jump on the wagon.
Yeah.
They are.
And so people are trying to figure out what's the next one because they want that same Bitcoin thing where it's like, I want to be in early and then it's going to take off.
So then I think the third tier is going to be when like the actual adults know about it. And then at that point, it's going to start.
It's oversaturated.
Well, like, but then there's more demand for it because then you're asking.
You're just fooling people into it.
It's like money is in back.
Well, money transitioned from gold
to nothing. Right.
This doesn't even have that transition. You're going straight to.
Yeah, they're like, let's just skip
it. It's like
that
DC
part.
Going straight to Justice League without a building the Marvel.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, skip it. Let's just skip it and go to the.
I wonder if you do that with like trending stories. Like everyone's, I don't know, something about this.
I mean, here's the thing. There's also silly coins that you could just to learn how to do it.
Silly coins.
Yeah. So I participate in Dogecoin. You know the Doge dog? The little Shiba Inu dog? The meme?
The meme.
Somebody made a meme version of the coin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so in order for me to learn without like investing in, because you could get it for free. You could get free, some of these coins are free.
Yeah.
So really? I've learned how to do Dogecoin.
Different currency.
Coin, different currencies. Oh, so if you want to
like
learn.
Some different currencies are.
Like I could teach you how to do Dogecoin because it's a goof and you could get free versions of Dogecoin and learn how to like how all the system works.
I wonder how the crossover
I don't understand
works,
like the
stocks.
Base. Like I don't know what a blockchain means. I just kind of know it's like essentially like a fake gold mine that somebody programmed, and in this fake gold mine there are the coins and you have to set up your computer to go search for the coins.
But what does that
and
what does that mean?
And there's a set amount of like somebody
has someone hidden the coins?
Yes. Somebody,
who hid the coins?
No, well, for Bitcoin nobody knows. Everybody thinks it's a Satoshi guy. But like,
so he's like ho ho.
But like no one knows
who
the
like,
person
throws him away?
Someone knows, doesn't know like who actually yeah. it is. And the idea is that even the person who programmed this world doesn't know how to crack it either. So that's what makes it
that's
fair.
What makes it
so that
secure.
No one could just go in and add more coins or take away coins. It's a set amount so
this
that you know
like,
the value.
This feels like that book, Ready Player One.
Yep.
Where like everyone is like hunting.
In
all
a
the,
virtual
right,
world.
It was Gunters, yeah. right? All the Gunters are going at looking to get the prize. And that's what I feel like mining is. Like everyone's just like looking through the internet.
So people have made up their own because they're all trying to like get in on it. So they're like, hey, I made my like there's crypto kitties. You could play a game where you're like kind of breeding like
cats,
but they're actually cryptocurrency. And it's you're actually doing it's weird.
This is why I think it's fake.
But if enough people buy into it.
I know. That's the thing, is it like becomes real. It's very bizarre.
Well, because that's how the stocks works.
Right.
Okay, that's a whole other thing.
But stocks isn't like that in the sense that like
companies
that's
have
real
show a profit.
Right.
Like, right, but you're selling like credit and debt of like who's buying it and who's selling it, which is a deep topic.
It really freaks me out.
It's just a commodity.
I don't know why if I was like a big YouTuber, I would make my own Bitcoin because then you have a fan base.
Oh
you
yeah,
that is so available for
you.
You
have to know how to
code it.
Code
so
it.
There's
so
a
if
whole...
I'm a big YouTuber,
and
I have millions
to,
of dollars. I buy a coder,
and it has to be something that even the coder themselves can't access to once they've built it.
Okay, well, I feel like things get a little bit like you know.
Well, that's why it's a big deal. Like when the ones that are popular take off, is because there's people who are going to try to hack your system.
So there's
and
a
if they
whole
can't,
yeah. There's a whole episode.
And if they can't, then that's great because then they can't, and that means it'll be a set amount. But it's almost like you can't even troubleshoot your own system because you might have fucked it up, and there's not enough coin.
I'm just like, it's scary.
There's a podcast. I think it was on This American Life. I can't remember what it was, but basically they follow a guy who is starting Zcash, and it goes over the whole process of how they started.
Okay.
And so you get insight into how you started.
That's what I
want to
know.
So I'll find the episode. I'll send it to you. But yeah, but it's really – if anybody knows what I'm talking about, post it in the podcast commentary because I can't remember what podcast it was. But it's basically a show about the guy who started Zcash. And it's all about how he had to I feel like I'm not on the mic. Does it sound weird?
No, you sound fine.
That's good.
It's all about how he had to go to like a remote location and be in like this hotel and basically encrypt it. But he couldn't even know the code. So that it's like this super long code that nobody ever looks at so that it can't ever be cracked. So it's like on a hard drive. Anyway, you have to listen to the episode. Basically, they make the long key that like it's a password.
It's like pi.
And the password is like, it's like a million characters long or something ridiculous. Dang. So it can't be cracked. And so then they take that password and they break it up into chunks so nobody ever has the full password on a thing. And then they run those, they use that to seed this cryptocurrency. And then, and then nobody ever has the full code. But they have to keep all of those pieces in different areas so that nobody can ever put them all together. It's really fascinating. It's crazy. But anyway, listen to the episode.
Yeah, we'll listen to the episode.
It's really great.
If anyone could see my face while this is going on, I'm just like, what?
Make a hey, Slack family. Make an emoji of that face.
Yeah. You do it real quick?
No, I don't know. I do this and I just look dumb. Okay, everyone should go on YouTube to watch that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, we haven't pushed the YouTube. Did we push the YouTube for this? This time
we did. Before?
Well, I mean, look,
I know.
Well, you should because that's the only way you're. Oh
yeah, we did because
you
talked
episode.
About that's the only way you're gonna see.
That's
it.
The only way you're gonna see this, yeah. the lost YouTube. Episode.
I know.
Our official first
the lost
episode.
Half.
The lost
half.
Tapes.
Also, I would whistlers. Highly recommend joining the Slack. This is what I do. I come in.
You're a lurker.
I read all of your comments.
You're a lurker.
And then I leave. And I'm really sorry about that. But
every once in a while
great.
You say
you
hi.
You guys are just, that's very randomly, but you guys are lovely. I'm just saying.
They are. They're the best.
I've been
it's
busy,
so
but I'm going to get back on
the
holidays.
I know. We have some time
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I feel
so
like I'll be back on it over the holidays.
Yeah.
It's been busy.
It's so busy.
I know. We've been crazy busy here, but it's, you know, it is
next
what it
question.
Is.
Question. Let's do one more
one
question.
One more question? Okay,
question.
We're at 54 minutes, so we can do one more.
One more question.
Okay. Do we have to, like,
nah. Oh,
okay.
But Luis is hungry.
Okay.
Well, that was just, I was just trying to kick to HelloFresh.
Oh, okay.
To be honest, that was just me.
It was great. It was.
Yeah. I was just.
Had it worked at yeah. the right time.
Okay.
Right.
How do you organize the apps on your phone?
Oh, my God. Oh, I my just God. Started doing this recently. Literally.
Okay, let's go.
Great
let's
question,
let's
Sandra.
It is really.
Oh, my
Sandra
God.
Says,
these last couple
right?
days, I'm
yep.
having anxiety
yeah,
about it.
You, I creep on you.
I'm having anxiety about this.
Okay, why?
So
tell us about it, Louis.
Wait, you have the iPhone still, right? You
I have the iPhone. I haven't changed yet, and my phone's dead. Oh, it's gonna die anyway. Basically, I have it where okay, everything's in folder based. I'm not using two pages. I keep it on the one page, and I only use three lines.
Wait, the first page?
The first page. Oh. I keep everything on the first page.
Holy
I'm not using
shit.
Two. I keep everything in three lines. That's
How
it.
How do you do that?
So I keep it organized. If I can remember from my memory, finance. It's and this is how my folders are organized.
Mine
buy. This is how I organize. Buy, do, watch, photo, write, other, and then I have like other apps that I go to immediately. So like my my Safari I go to immediately. My HQ Trivia I go to immediately. My and
That's
then
kind
at
of
the
funny.
Bottom four I have yeah. Talk. Read or no is what I call it. Talk no and something else, but it's all unorganized in folders
about based on action.
Based on action, so talk no read do act buy, and then through
That's
that fine. I keep everything organized. And so right now I'm trying to like I want to change it up
I'm
because
I'm organizing my phone right now.
I'm trying to change it up because Spencer and Star have iPhone X's now.
Oh,
and,
you do?
And so I'm trying to find. I know.
Do you like that?
So I I'm
do.
Trying to
yeah,
like I'm trying to make it different. I'm like, okay, I'm a little bored. I want something new. So I've tried to reorganize and delete apps. And then I try to like expand it from this very simplified version. And now that I've expanded it into like different pages, I hate it. And I regret the fact about that I did that.
But
so
now
I'm gonna go
back.
Yeah. So now I'm gonna switch it back to that very minimalized like cause, and I like the way it looks. Oh, it's up. I like the way it looks with only three
it's
lines.
Something like that kind of deal where you only have like a couple.
Yes, when it looks like that.
I'm not going to show you this page because you won't understand it. It's
so
a
it,
picture.
Oh, my phone died again. But yeah, yeah, there you go.
Mine is organized. First page, I because you're allowed
to
do like six
go,
lines
yeah.
of stuff, like six rows. And I on my first page, I never like that bottom row. Like it's like that row needs to stay clear. I need a gap between.
But you have a bigger
core
now.
Things.
Army crawl.
But this has been from like all of like I've always like I like having just a set
yeah.
that open space because there's a little sailor.
How do you
there.
Get how do you get home? Like what's
oh you scroll
the
up
button thing.
You like you just swipe up.
You do this, yeah.
Okay,
and then oh say the next page, same thing.
Are like, they individual apps?
Yes, until the last page. The last page is where all my folders are, except on page two, there are some folders, but those are, like, things that I'm like, I will go to those. Those are folders I would use. Like, it's, like, games. I have a bunch of photography and, like, little Photoshop apps that are all in one go.
Yeah.
And then, like, the secondary apps that I use and see often. Yeah, like, so, like, my first thing, I actually just recently organized because I posted my broken screen because my old phone, I broke the screen. And so
oh,
I was
yeah,
like,
that's right.
You still have Pokemon Go on your front page. I'm like, oh, shit, I need to replace that with a thing I go to all the time every day, which is HQ Trivia. So that's in my old Pokemon spot. And then I realized my Slack was on my second page. And
mine
I was like,
too.
I'm using that more. Slack has graduated to first page.
Wow, look at that.
Although, and, like, right now, the only thing that's, like, hesitant to be on my first page that I'm, like, thinking about switching out for Pocket Camp between the two is my Nike Run Club. I don't use that as often as I used to because I use the Apple Watch.
Oh yeah, yeah, more. Yeah.
But I still kind of like having. I like. There's like two fitness things on my front page. I have two Duolingo situation, like a Duolingo and the tiny cards on the front page. Instagram, Twitter, they're all on my front page because, you know, and my podcast. It's like the stuff I go to all the time.
So when I switched phones,
yeah,
from the I think I had the 6 before.
Or they're the same. 6, 6,
yeah,
6S.
Yeah. So when I switched phones, I had a problem.
Oh.
Because I used to be signed in on my old phone to an Apple ID that was tied to an email account that I don't know the password for and have a reset password to.
Oh.
So about halfway through having my phone, I just started a new Apple ID.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, I don't remember the password. I can't update any apps because I have to use the password. I can't reset it because it sends to an email that I can't get into. And I think actually I hadn't changed my Apple ID password in so long that it was like, you just have to change it. You know how sometimes it like forces you to reset your password?
Yeah.
So I think it forced me to reset it. But I couldn't access the email to be able to reset it.
Oh.
So I was just fucked. So I just started a new Apple ID. Luis is back.
I'm back.
I was explaining my problem when I changed phones, Luis.
Okay.
I had an Apple ID that it reset the password and I didn't have access to the email anymore.
Wait, what?
So I had an Apple ID. I just explained this. I'm gonna explain it again. Sorry, listeners. I had an Apple ID that it was downloading apps on my phone, my old phone, my previous phone,
right?
Using, and then about halfway through having that phone, that Apple ID it told me I had to reset the password, like it does.
Oh, no.
But I didn't have access to the email account, so I couldn't reset the password to that Apple ID. So I had to create a whole new Apple ID. Right? Which is fine because they just created a new Apple ID and it was fine. And then
not fine. I don't like having extra Apple IDs I have to account for.
So here's the thing. So here's where it fucked me. So then I started downloading apps with this new Apple ID.
Oh,
everything
God.
Was fine.
Did you have to repay for any of your payments?
Everything.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it was like I didn't have anything that really I had paid for with the old one. It was like from when I was in high school
and
college and stuff.
And now it's
really
all subscription. Like,
yeah,
New York Times cost me each month, but
it
doesn't matter what app.
So, so that was kind of the situation with that, and it was fine. The problem came when I switched my phone to the new phone. Because what happened was when it loaded all of my apps in and it started to download them, it couldn't download or it downloaded the apps, but it couldn't open the apps that belonged to the other Apple ID.
Oh.
So suddenly, like 3/4 of my apps couldn't be opened. They were on my phone.
But they would not open.
But when I clicked them, it said, you have to sign into your Apple ID to open this.
Yeah, but like, can't you just get in?
Whoa, that is a loophole.
Right. So that's what I have to do.
So
I have to delete all of my apps.
Oh, Jesus.
And reload all of them back on. So I just got done doing that and reloading like a good portion of the stuff on. But now I have to relog into everything.
Yeah,
that's like getting a new debit card.
And I have to.
I hate when
And then
I went up to Spencer as soon as I was like, oh, God, I don't remember the passwords to any of my stuff. I have to like. But I only have to do that once.
So my apps are spread everywhere right now.
I can't.
Because I used to have them organized,
and now I've had
to re-download everything. So now my whole page is full of apps.
I hate it. I hate it when it's speckled with apps and not
it's
in folders.
Speckled with, I have
so,
a bunch
me
of
too.
I have a bunch of folders. They all have two apps in them.
Okay.
Mine is organized kind of strangely. Like I have a lot of folders. But like so that my top row is I don't know. Like, I tried to keep Apple apps that I would typically use on the front. So I have, like, my clock and alarm and clock, alarm, whatever, and calendar. They're my first two because I use them constantly because ADD.
What are your folder names for things?
Okay. Newsstand, photo and video,
okay.
Travel, music,
do you guys
social
never
media.
Rename
I do.
Folders?
I do. I rename mine. I told you them, though.
I don't remember.
Mine was watch,
do
talk. Yeah, it was at watch, do talk, call, buy,
I think that's brilliant.
You know what I mean? And so I'll just do that. I wish my phone was on, but
I just realized I had a whole folder that I'm like, I don't use any of these. I'm just gonna.
Do you not have Chrome?
I do have Chrome.
Oh, okay. So that's what I use.
I bounce between Chrome and Safari because I'm kind of testing it between the two.
Because on my bottom bar, I have my phone, I have my email, I have Chrome, and I have Overcast, which is what I use for podcast now because the fucking.
I just started using Overcast too.
Overcast is great. I've been using that for a while.
Well, the one problem I have. Overcast is a podcast app.
But I love the podcast.
Okay, so, I also do love the podcast app. I don't know what your gripe
is. I'll tell you about it.
Okay, I will say the one thing about the Overcast app that I had to change was that it does this auto volume thing, and it adjusts the volume so that it's like smart loud, which here is fine because it's whatever. But in my car, I can tell the compression is happening, and I don't like the way that it sounds.
Oh, I can never tell. So, like, for me, I'm like, I don't...
And, like, I don't enable smart speed because, like, the jokes were off, like, some of the comedians
timing,
I was listening
to.
The timing was off, and I could tell.
I'm so used to the speed difference from Overcast.
So Overcast has a feature.
I've re-listened to us, and I'm like, oh, man, I sound like I talk real fast. And I'm like, oh, I'm just used to listening to everything at, like, 1.2
so
speed.
So Overcast has a speed enhancer where it speeds it. It basically takes away
all the gaps.
But
comedians
use gaps as a way to tell jokes.
But if you're listening to information, it's really good.
Right, that's different.
Okay, I don't like this.
But if it's like news, you know,
you can turn it off.
Yeah.
You can turn it off.
But what was your gripe with podcasts?
So I use the podcast app for way too long.
They just updated it too, which is
so I got really tired of one bug, and that's the only reason I changed.
Okay, what is it?
Because everything was pretty much good, but there's one bug, and the bug was that sometimes when I opened up a podcast that I had and I had downloaded that podcast.
Uh-huh.
It was on my phone. Like, physically, it was on my phone. The audio file was on my phone. And I hit play, and it said, this podcast is unavailable right now.
I understand that.
Wait, really? That never happened to me.
And it would happen to me
them.
All the time. Like, at least once a week. And then it became worse than that, and I was like, I am done with this.
Oh, interesting.
So I just got Overcast, and now it's totally fine.
I like Overcast because it organizes it based on if they updated or not. Yeah. So
that's how podcasts.
Well, no. Okay. So the podcast app, they have their Listen Now feature.
They also
which they've added.
Updated. Yeah.
Which I don't like because I didn't realize they weren't chronological anymore. They were out of order and they were just kind of like.
They're based on what you listen
through
to.
Through the algorithm, we'll decide. And I'm like, no, I don't want that.
Like fucking Instagram.
Right. Like Instagram. And so, like, I basically use the podcast app and the Overcast app. So the Overcast app is the podcast I listen to all the time. Like, those are my, like, four or five dedicated ones.
Yeah.
And then my podcast app is someone's like, oh, you should listen to that app. And I'm like, okay. And it's more like a bookmark. So I will subscribe to them, and then I'll go to the podcast app if I'm like, I want something new and fresh. And then I'll look through stuff. But I don't want it.
So it's like two different bookshelves.
Yes.
So
that's exactly
like,
what it
is.
This
is like my go-to library.
That's
kind of
how I'm dealing with, like,
it out.
That's how I'm kind of dealing with my Spotify and iTunes account.
Oh, that's smart.
Mm. I have, like, I'm still haven't figured out the system. And because I'm impulsive,
I don't use iTunes at all.
I've used iTunes since I was a baby. So, like, coming out of the womb,
iTunes very young for Apple products.
But like I've been able to import. So like I imported music into my iTunes account. So there's songs that aren't available on Spotify that like have been custom made or I downloaded from the internet.
Yes.
That I can't get anywhere, and only my iTunes can give me that.
I have those, and I've just kind of given up on like I'll
can't
forget
you
I have
those
out.
I just
Spotify?
You
can.
Well, okay.
But as soon as you sync your phone to another computer that's not that, it loses the access to it. So it's like it's in
bullshit.
Your playlist.
That's ridiculous.
But
why?
It needs to be synced up to the computer that has permission to listen to those songs.
And like I have songs that like I knew people who made like they're in a band and they made music.
Yeah.
And so
yes,
like I
yes.
imported it and I put it in to iTunes, or someone made a funky track that I like.
Yeah.
And so I put it in
those funky tracks.
I gotta have the funky tracks. So I put it in my iTunes and I can access it through there, but I can't through Spotify. Like one album that I wanted to listen to was that Josie and the Pussycats movie.
Oh,
have
yeah?
you guys ever seen that movie?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of like that soundtrack.
This is going to such a good place.
I kind of like that soundtrack, but I had to download that to get it.
Uh-huh.
And Spotify and iTunes don't have it. So
I had the same problem with you as the multiple iCloud accounts, but like ages ago, and it affected my iTunes library because I bought songs on the old account.
Oh. Yeah.
And then it was like an old email that I didn't use anymore.
But
here's the thing. I technically still have access to that email. I just never use it. So the only time that comes into play is when I get a new computer. Yep. And I'm re-downloading all my iTunes music. Like, yep. Just having my, because it'll be like, oh, this, you have to like reauthorize the 5 computers or whatever. And so like you deauthorize all of them, and then you sit there, and then like there's tracks that are from so old that they're like, what's that old account? And I'm like, oh fuck, okay, yeah. I have to go and.
Yeah, I used to have to authorize all mine. Wait, really quickly about the whole app.
The podcast, or the iTunes, or which, or the whole apps?
The app organization. So my big problem with apps is if I get a new one, I don't put it into the folders that I've created, because I know exactly, like, I don't even have to look at my phone. I know exactly where everything is.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's fine.
So if I add a new app, I fuck it up if I put it in one of the folders.
What? See, I have to put it in the, like,
see, I don't put
even
it,
right when it's downloading, you know, it does that little thing?
Yep.
Yeah, but
I do it, and then I move it right away,
see,
because I don't want it out.
My apps go through an edition process.
And it downloads it on the second page, and you know how I feel about pages.
Yeah.
I only want one page.
No.
Why are you downloading that app on the second page?
I love that it's on
you better put that on
that
first
that.
Page.
Oh, no, I love that it's on the second page. My too. First page is sacred. This is the honor roll. Like, this is like, you won, you made it to the first page. So if you're a new app, I don't know if you're supposed to be on first page yet.
Yeah, then you
not,
go on the other folder.
We're not comfortable yet. But here's the thing. My second page is the audition apps. They're not good enough to be on first page yet. But I have access, like right now, Pocket Camp. I've been playing Pocket Camp. It's on second page,
Pocket
so I could
Camp.
Like get to it.
I have a question. If you scroll, do you, is that what yours is like?
Yeah.
Wait
no,
a
no,
second.
No. Like
you have the way. Wait, your second page is your technically
first
your first
page.
Page.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
How did you?
You guys don't have that?
No.
Why did you do that?
I was wondering if I did that.
You did
yeah,
that.
You can change
you,
that.
You did that.
Yeah, because.
Drag
so,
that.
Drag that.
No.
Oh, you like it?
I like it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's a nerdy thing about me. I really, really like quotes and inspirational things.
Uh-huh.
So you like that first page to be clean.
Yeah, I want to be able to see what my quote is.
See,
that,
I picked...
That's
a,
why
I
only
this.
Have 3 lines on my phone, because I like
you
the wallpaper.
See,
yeah.
I picked a background specifically that bottom line, I get to see the thing I actually want to see, and the rest is like clear enough where I'm like,
so
it's like a nice texture.
That's the thing. If you just create a blank first page, you don't need to worry about that.
Right,
it's
you put
fine.
The one app.
I like.
I didn't mean to put the one app.
It was a happy accident.
No, it used to be 0 apps. And then it downloaded that random app called Home. I don't even know
Wait,
what that is.
Wait, there's no way that first page could have been no apps.
Yeah, it used to. And then I got this new phone.
That you cracked the code.
She
no,
broke
like,
the matrix.
I like moved every app to the second, every single thing to the second page. It took me a really long time too. It was very annoying.
You could do it all on your computer too. Like it's faster on the computer.
Oh,
if you really needed to.
No.
But yeah, like second page is, these are the apps that I either go to often enough that they don't need to be in a folder, but or they're auditioning for, to see how often
for
I
the,
use it.
For the first page.
And so like after like a month or two, like right now, like Pocket Camp, odds are I'm playing that for a little while.
Yeah.
And after a little bit, it's not going to go in there. And I'm going to probably drag that right up into the games folder once
right,
I'm
you
done.
Made it.
So it stays on second page because I played you enough to stay on second page. You just go on a folder now.
I'm at the point of deleting apps. I'm trying to look and
me
like.
Too. I just deleted a whole folder while
you,
we were doing this.
But
I'm like,
have
I haven't
to.
Opened this folder in forever.
I wish there was
here.
An app, and I don't know why it's not out there, but like it's an app. You would download an app that says, look,
you
haven't
used
these
it.
Apps mm-hmm. in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You want us to delete it?
That's like my clothes
and I just
in my
hit
closet.
Yes.
Yeah, because they did that with computers. I remember having that as a computer
uh-huh.
thing. You're not using this. Do you want to delete it? I'm like, yeah. I don't know why they haven't done that with the
I
iPhone.
Know. Maybe so they have. Maybe somebody, if
you
know.
If you know it, please let me know, because I want to.
That's my closet. All of my things hang backwards, and if I haven't worn them in a year, I get rid of them.
Yeah, that's right.
See, that was the blessing in disguise when all those apps got unloaded off my phone.
Yes.
Because I only loaded the apps back that I used.
That is nice.
And all of those ones were old ones, because they were all the ones that were signed in. So it's like a bunch of shit that half of it I probably didn't use, and I re-download the stuff that I do use.
But here's the thing. If you still have that same... If you had it, on mine, I have deleted so many apps, and they're still in my general thing, in my settings. If you go down, it's
is that annoying?
Going. It's all of the apps I've ever downloaded.
Are you serious? I did not know that.
I'm very annoyed about it.
Because I don't like
it
that.
It feels like it takes up a lot of room.
I want to delete that.
I'm sorry, that was a reverberation.
I do.
All right, we're at an hour 15. We got to go.
I'm sorry.
We got to go. We're actually
like
an hour 40.
I'm sitting here organizing.
Yeah, we're actually
at
like 2 hours right now, because we're at like 40 minutes.
Guys, this has been like the best.
Yeah.
Last
do we
got
to kick to HelloFresh?
Yeah, we got to kick to HelloFresh. HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
Hello.
You have a friend? You have a friend?
Hola, Fresh. Hola, Fresco.
Fresh. Say hello to him.
Okay, I'm sorry. Before we begin, I have another gripe I just wanted to get out of my chest. There's this restaurant here in California called Del Taco.
Yeah.
I dig it. It's fine. They have a phrase, a motto that says unfreshing believable.
Yeah. Why?
Because you unfreshing is the opposite of fresh. It's dumb.
Yeah. It is stupid.
That's really dumb.
Okay, that's all I have to say.
No, you are totally...
At Del Taco, I have had your the same fucking motto. Okay, I'm done.
I've had the same conversation. It sounds like your food is not fresh.
Yeah, it's unfreshing.
And this is why we love HelloFresh.
HelloFresh?
HelloFresh is constantly fresh.
It's always fresh. You can save $30 off your first week of HelloFresh by visiting www.hellofresh.com and entering promo code WSL30. That's WSL30.
And HelloFresh worker, please tweet at us. We stayed late.
Yeah, please tweet at us.
And we will kick love to you.
I wonder if you're allowed to.
We'll tweet back at you. If you're not allowed to, just go to your personal Twitter account. And I don't know if you're listening to this. I don't know if you listen all the way here. But if you do, go to your personal Twitter account and then just tweet at us from there. And just use the phrase, cat's got my tongue.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, that's amazing.
And that way, nobody will ever know except for you and me and the rest
of
the
world. It could even be
like some random, like, what if slackers wanted to play a prank and they start doing that?
I will research this person and find out if they work at HelloFresh.
Damn it.
Okay, that's really intense and I'm loving it.
So
we're going to look at your LinkedIn account. cat got your tongue. I'm sorry, before we go, I found out that doesn't have anything to do with the feline animal. It has to do with the cat o' nine tails. That on a pirate ship, when you would whip someone's back, it would catch the tongue and rip it out.
Yep. Oh man!
So the cat o' nine
has got your tongue.
Got your tongue.
Oh my god! I had no idea. I feel so mind blown.
I didn't know what Diagon Alley meant today. So we got to share.
True.
So it worked out.
You know what though? There's people who read the whole series and don't realize it. So it takes them a bit.
Yeah.
Because you're reading it, so you don't.
I'm invested.
That's good. That's great. I'm so excited about
I'm excited because I'm going to see Star Wars, and I don't know anything about it.
Star Wars.
Okay, sorry, another side note. Okay. I told this guy I didn't see Star Wars, or I haven't seen Star Wars yet, right?
Ever?
No, no, no.
You know what, Ken? The end of every podcast just be Luis ranting about something? Okay. I love the idea of this.
And so I was like, and he said to me, I went to the screening last Saturday. I was like, I know literally nothing about it, so please don't talk about it. Oh, okay, well, just to let you know. I was like, no, please stop. I know nothing about it. I was like, okay. Well, this one thing, and I believe it was the thing you were talking about, which I still don't know.
Good.
And I was like, stop. Stop talking about it. And I don't know why.
Was this a friend?
This is the guy who works here.
Oh.
Yeah. But the same thing happened with Baby Driver.
Not in our
office. No, and the same thing.
I was standing there when this happened.
You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
Okay.
I was like, stop talking.
Yeah, he kept He's like, he felt compelled to tell me. But what
I hate that
because people are so used to being able to at least say their thoughts on a thing, and they think they're not.
I
want to
know.
But I'm
nothing.
Like, literally, no, don't tell me anything. I won't tell you anything. But how I felt about
nothing.
I want nothing.
We were doing homework and watching shows here for work, and there were ads.
And I'm cleaning up the studio.
And there were Star Wars
Star Wars car ad.
Yeah, something associated with Luis is thinking, and you can see him freeze, and we're all watching the screen to make sure there's nothing that's coming up. And then it was fine. And then there was another moment where Luis was away from the screen, but an actual teaser trailer came up
for
Star Wars. Where they showed not
something
overly spoilery, but for Luis, it's spoilery because it's anything. And we both Spencer and I are like, you're Luis, right. Don't move.
Don't move. Whatever
don't
you
move.
Do,
don't
you
just
sounded
come
epic.
Over here. Just so he wouldn't look
and there's epic music swelling, and we're stop. Stay right there.
Stop. This is why you guys are so great. You support each other in things
I know,
like
and you know
Star
what?
Wars.
Fucking Petco is spoiling stuff.
Yeah,
because
they have toys of creature of things in the movie, and I'm like, I don't want to know. Yeah. I don't want to know what.
Okay,
guys, I don't want to know.
Go fucking see it.
I am.
Where are? But it isn't out yet.
It's not out yet. I've got.
I don't know anything.
I've got
guys,
tickets this Thursday when it comes out at 7.
Oh, that's why I can't hang out with my best friend in Colorado because she and her husband are going to see it on premiere
The next morning.
Yeah. So I have to wait until they're done with that to hang out with her. It's kind of funny.
The next time
priorities, right?
Yeah.
The next time I come back, I will be
enlightened.
Enlightened.
And then Luis can look at the news again.
Yeah, you can look at the internet again.
And find out all about everything that's not related to Star
That's true.
Wars.
Yeah,
Luis has been on like a social media like since probably this whole year.
Yeah.
For any type of spoiler for Star Wars, he's just avoiding it.
When does Infinity War come out?
I don't know. I want to know.
Alexa.
I was.
When does Infinity War come out?
May oh my fourth. God! That May the fourth. That's May the fourth.
Oh, I'm taking that. So now my decision is: do I stay until May the fourth? No, but there's two Avenger movies. There's
Wait, stay? Are you leaving after that?
Like trying to like go back on the internet?
Oh, dude, you just have to experience the world.
All right, we have to. We're an hour 20. We gotta go. Good night.
We love you.
Good
all.
Morning. Good afternoon. We love you.
You guys Ciao. Should just, in the Slack, give, like, a special channel just to be like, Luis, this is a spoiler-free place to know what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like
spoiler-free news.
News.
Yeah.
Like all the important things.
Spoiler-free
things.
Recap. This is what you should pay attention anymore. To.
Okay. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Is that what I do?
Yes.
Bye.
I do this. I don't like doing the kisses.